You know, travel and tourism today has played a very important role in much of what's happening in the world today. We sometimes tend to underestimate the impact of travel and tourism because it's seen as a complementary or as a secondary activity to human activities, but it isn't. It's bringing the world together in an incredibly impressive way, making the world smaller, more connected, more informed, therefore more involved, therefore more caring world.
That's not what we're seeing though, is it? We watch the TV every day, we see really dire situations. How can tourism help turn that around?
First of all, I do not quite agree with the fact that we should be held hostages, if I may say, to the morning bulletin news. The world is a better place definitely than what it was before. The fact is that we're hearing more about things, therefore we think the world is falling apart, but it isn't.
So give us an example. Turkey, for example, that has seen a boost this year in tourism after terror attacks, among other problems that have affected the country. Would that be the kind of example you're thinking of?
Well, I'm thinking of that in a more global scene, per se. There are less victims of terrorism today than there was before 10 years, for example. But we hear more about them now. It's more of a global phenomenon than it's located in certain areas of the world. Therefore, we get the impression that the world is not really functioning well. But the world is definitely a much better place by all indicators.
Tell me a little bit about sustainability in tourism. Obviously, there are implications in terms of the climate and waste and pollution. So how can tourism provide a positive spin on sustainability for communities in rural Africa, rural Asia?
I'm very glad you asked this question because you're absolutely correct. The 1.2 billion travelers today are going to be 1.8 billion, according to our estimates, by 2030. 1.8 billion travelers could be 1.8 billion opportunities or 1.8 billion disasters, and it's all up to us. Because like any other human activity, it has an upside to it, an advantage to it, and it has a downside to it and a dark side to it. So we could either be held hostages to the dark sides, which are many, and you mentioned some of them. Others are also on a social and economic level. Child labor, child prostitution, child exploitation, the transfer of natural treasures from Africa to Asia to other parts of the world. This is all happening under the banner of travel and tourism and under the infrastructure of travel and tourism. We have to admit to it. But on the other hand, we have used this year, International Year of Sustainable Tourism for Development, to highlight the role that travel and tourism can contribute to sustainable development. And sustainable development is not just about the environment. It's about the environment, about the community empowerment. It's about the relationship with people, making their lives better, and so on and so forth. And tourism can contribute to that, definitely, without doubt.
So do you have any particular projects in mind that have really sparked your imagination this year that have stayed with you?
Of course. For example, I was in Mexico. I was taken to Riviera de Maya, which is a suburb extension of Cancun. Now, Cancun may not be seen as a very sustainable destination, but it's amazing what's happening around it. You know, these resorts that are there are reviewing, are reviving, and are bringing back to life all the mangroves that have been destroyed by man activity. And by doing that, they're becoming an attraction by themselves. So the preservation of some of the natural resources have become by itself a valuable asset to travel and tourism.